How should a devotee behave? His life is centered around Krishna. That is a devotee. What is the difference between a devotee and others, meaning those who are involved in materialistic way of life? Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhavya. They are involved in karmic reactions. But what does devotional service do? Nirdahati burns out the karmic reactions. So devotees are beyond karmic reactions. In the material platform, everyone is acting and getting the results of his actions. That is simple action-reaction principle. We know in the material law of motion, to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That applies even in the spiritual context. As you sow, doesn't it say the same thing? As you sow, so shall you reap. As you act, accordingly you'll get the result. So that is materialistic way of life. In the material nature, we act, we get reactions. Good actions or pious activities generate happiness, and sinful activities lead to suffering. Does anything happen by chance in this material nature? Is there anything called accident? No. Everything has a reason behind the happening. Everything has a cause behind the effect. Cause and effect. Behind every effect, there is a cause. And what is the cause? The cause is our previous actions. The way we acted, accordingly, we'll get the reactions. So that is one life. But is a devotee's life like that? What is the difference between a devotee life and that life? Devotee, what's the basic qualification of a devotee? When does one become a devotee? When can we consider that somebody is a devotee? When? When one surrenders unto Krishna. Didn't Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami. So what is the karmic reaction happening? Why did Krishna mention only papibhyo? Why not punyabhyo? Punyabhyo also. Pap and punya. But we are concerned about pap, because pap leads to suffering. That's why we do not want to suffer. But punya gives us happiness. So that can be tolerable. But actually, when one surrenders unto Krishna, one becomes free from both pap as well as punya. No more pap, no more punya. So that's why he says, karmani nirdahati. All the karmic reactions. Dahati means what? Dahan means burn, and dahati means burns out. All the karmic reactions are completely burnt out. So that is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotees are leading their life with themselves in the center, and devotees are leading their lives with Krishna in the center.